will definitely help, but otherwise I will be...
You can always pull it up on like a laptop or something for you, Robert.
Yeah. I'll be doing a basic overview. Unless somebody's really set on not playing a human, which, I mean, Android is available. Let me know. Otherwise, I can give everybody the basic starting stats for human, and we can just go from there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. You probably want Android.
I don't know. I'm not going to show up until like 9 o'clock, so...
Sure. Yeah, but if like Zach or somebody comes and has to make their character still, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We could just be getting started. We'll find out. I would say still make a character so you can jump in if you want.
That's what I'm doing. Okay. The player primer, is that what I'm looking at?
Yep. I'll give you more of the choices a bit later on, but...
So are you a primer person, not a primer?
Primer?
Pronunciation.
It's primer.
I've always heard primer,
like
yeah.
Primer. Because I've always heard... I've heard that specifically for something that's a setup for something, it's a primer, and then a primer is for, like, the blasting cap.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I still say primer, but...
Yeah, because you're priming somebody for the action.
That's what the argument I gave.
Yeah.
I mean, because prim
it's
literally...
prim and proper, right?
P-R-I-M, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not...
And it's prim-er.
So
it's just adding the E-R. Yeah. Prim-er.
So what does prim dictionary mean? Prim definition. Stiffly formal and respectable.
Yeah.
That's what I thought prim meant. So primer doesn't make sense.
Or verb, purse... the mouth or lips into a prim expression. Don't define. Defining the word with the word. Excellent.
Groups.
Okay, so the only species in the player primer is human.
Yep, and I can, if you would like, throw Android at you. It is a.
No,
nice and different.
I'll just make here.
Sure. Okay.
Wow, that loaded up fast. That's
okay.
Nice.
So for everybody else, you'll be looking. I guess for everybody, you'll be looking at your front sheet, which should have character name,
health and trauma.
Yep. If you look into what used to be the skills field, it is now the attributes and skills, or traits and skills.
Mm-hmm.
So as a human, everybody's brawn starts with T2, P2.
So theory 2, practice 2.
Yep. And that'll get copied for a lot of your stats, with the exceptions being resolve, luck, and potential. All your other ones, so brawn, agility, vitality, mind, and persona... or personality will be T2, P2.
So you said all the ones in brawn are?
No. The attributes. Brawn, agility.
Brawn, I see.
Vitality was 2 as well.
Mm-hmm. 2 and 2. Mind is 2 and 2. Resolve is theory 2, practice 3. Luck is the same at theory 2, practice 3.
So brawn, agility, all of them are 2.
Yeah, brawn, agility, vitality, mind, and persona or personality. Still workshopping which one I want to lead with. Because I want it shorter than personality.
2-3.
2-3.
Yep.
And then personality was what?
Personality is 2-2.
2-2.
Yep. Resolve of 2-3, luck of 2-3, and potential of 1-1.
Okay.
Wait.
Yep. So, if you want to, you can just mark rank.
So, it's 2-2.
Yep. Alright.
Okay, I did that.
Alright, under action point, let's start with health. So, health species base will be 6.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Because humans...
trauma species base will be 6.
Okay.
Nice and average. flux is zero for humans and your species.
If they suck.
Just not magical people. And action points species base should be two.
Two?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just... If you've got the primer, you'll be able to catch up pretty quick. Okay. Won't worry about personal resources. Special abilities, no worries. Okay. So at this point, busting out a couple of the electronic devices would be helpful. Humans start with 14 character points.
Okay.
These are used to pick kind of the defining events of your character's life. You're required to have one childhood or youth event and one cultural. And these will come as packages. At least
one youth and one cultural.
Yep.
So where are we marking those down?
Those you'll end up just calculating into skills.
Okay, so we're not listing, like, latchkey child or traumatic somewhere.
Currently, I don't have space for them. Okay. You can definitely write them in the margins if that helps. I like the idea of using that as kind of the basis for a character.
Where is the file? Is it just in Critical Mass, or...?
Yeah, it's a post on Critical Mass.
Okay. Yeah. If we need another one thrown out there, let me know. Should be...
There it is.
So one youth
Praxis
thing.
Primary. Yeah, at least one youth culture thing. And at least one culture. No matter who you are, you were a child at some point in time.
Bullshit.
And you were a part of some culture.
Don't tell me what I am.
Everything born, else is up to you.
He was born a grumpy old man, and he's continued to be a grumpy old man.
Exactly.
Life events, grump.
I guess I'll scoot back over here.
I got it.
The grump continues.
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
All right. And this can obviously be a system where you can take it a couple of different ways. Any of these character points packages you can spend on has a range of points you can put into them.
Sure.
To kind of define how much of a definitive event was this for you.
Shut up.
The dog screaming will continue.
So after what species, what are we doing now?
So after species, you can scroll down until you get to the character points. You've got 14 as a human to spend. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
You are required to at least have one youth package and one culture package from character points.
Leon, enough, please.
Everything else is kind of as you see fit. I can definitely help out here. If you've got an idea for a character, I can definitely give you suggestions.
What kind of setting are you thinking of right now?
Definitely doing, like,
scenario.
Not that first step into space, but people have been in space for a little while. Definitely taking from the mothership setting kind of feel of, I think, Aliens?
Well,
Alien. Yeah,
the first
Alien.
Alien.
Yeah.
Or Dead Space, I guess, would be an appropriate touchdown for that as well.
Yeah. So between... Still recognizable.
Your screen went off, and I don't know how to get it back on.
Oh no!
No, went to a camera.
How many character points do we have again? I'm sorry.
14 total.
14.
Yeah. So, can burn through those.
Okay.
Pretty quickly, depending on what you grab.
Jason knows the code too. If you need to turn back
need
on.
The reset.
Here's rationalize.
Character points. It should be under mind, I think.
No.
Did that fall off the character sheet?
Rationalize is not here.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Things to re-add to character sheet, apparently. Okay.
So you said we have 14 points to put in skills?
Mm-hmm. Into these
into the character point packages. Things. No, not to, not directly to the skills. On the player primer, it says in the character point section, which is just after the character creation little checklist, there are packages. You got to take at least one from youth, and then one from culture, and then you just spend the character points on
everything else.
So, like, I spent two on Latchkey Kid for my youth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
Four. Mag.
Magnet Education.
Okay. You have to at least take one youth and one...
Culture.
Culture.
Yep.
Can we spend things... afterwards, or is there more?
For character points?
Yeah.
They'll all get used up here. So they'll get used up in these
packages. So don't save any.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me.
Education rationalize.
The big choice. Yeah, rationalize, apparently I left off the character sheet. In this new incarnation of it.
Where would it be under?
It would be under mind.
Is it? That's where rationalize is supposed to be?
Yeah.
Rat. We'll go. One.
Cram that in the boundaries.
One.
And each bubble is a rank.
For the sides.
Okay.
Where does computers fall on this?
Under engineering.
Engineering field?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you get the field for free.
Okay. And so if I'm adding one theory and one practical to computers, that goes into the engineering thing, right?
Yeah. And any other you add on top of that, we'll just add on top of the engineering and potentially add new fields.
Electronics? Is that also under engineering?
Should be, yeah.
Okay.
Where am I missing these? Yeah, what package were you looking at for those?
I'm looking at apprenticeship.
Okay.
Four character point apprenticeship.
I will update that one in the future.
So one theory and one practical rank and three different skills from this list. Operate, computers, demolitions, electronics, mechanics, medicine, manage animal, creativity, questioning, impersonate, persuade.
All right. Yeah. It'll basically be encasing, like, computers, demolitions, electronics, mechanics.
Some mechanics hold into that as well. Good.
Yep.
Good.
What are some good fields for education?
Hold on.
Anthropology, history, astrophysics, right?
Yeah. You can kind of fall into those. Can get you the quote-unquote official list.
Well, it's like academia, right? You know, yeah. So the applied sciences are probably under
engineering.
Right?
Yep. With the exception of medical knowledge being its own. Medical knowledge and practice being its own. To skill list. Okay. Oh. So yeah, for education, you're looking at things like fields including flux, so understanding of metaphysical going-ons, use of flux-based powers, accounting, agriculture, civics, civil engineering, chemistry, geology, philosophy, psychology, physics, theology, astrophysics, mechanical, electrical, and genetics.
Basically, if you just expand the fields, it still uses all the same pool.
Yeah. Your kind of skill in academia as a whole boosts everything.
So if you just get 1-1 in education, you don't have any fields so far, or...?
Anything that gives you just the base is basically a freebie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get a field. It's just like, that's your baseline.
Well, you'd get one free.
You'd pick a field. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I should probably go through and update any of those to just education, any. Just so it's easier to read. Cleanup, apprenticeship.
Is the setting, would you label that as a tech level 5?
I'd push it more like tech level 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to take digital culture and I didn't have that.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
If we're in space, it's at least got to be... Yeah, 5, likely 6.
So digital, if I were to spend 3 character points on that, it says gain 1 theory and practical rank in computers and electronics.
Yep.
So would that add 2 theory and 2 practical to engineering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says 1 humanitarian skill. What was that?
So if you look up above where it says mechanics, it should have a list of humanitarian skills. Kind of like a small little pick list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if it's better to try to run it that way when you've got a selection list or just relist it every time.
Where's concentration?
Concentration is no more. If you see concentration, make it willpower.
If it says I gain a focus in computers or electronics, what does that mean?
So, on the character sheet, if you look in the bottom left, it says skill focus.
Uh-huh.
You'll be able to pick one of those two areas, since they're both fields already.
I'll pick computers.
Okay.
Would first aid be a field for medicine?
Yes. The official is field medicine, which is first aid.
So I listed computers under the skill foci, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I... It says gain 1 focus in computers electronics.
Yep, so add a little bubble dot in there.
Okay, so it does bubble once.
Mm-hmm. And then anytime you're making a check specifically for computers, you'll raise all of your rolls by 1.
Okay.
That's weird. Rework the apprenticeship.
So if you gain a rank in multiple, it just stacks, or in multiple, okay.
In multiple fields, yeah. So if in one of them it said, I don't know, gain engineering, or gain 1-1 in engineering electronics and engineering mechanical, that would be effectively gain 2, but tried to avoid writing that exact sentence. Because that is a little confusing.
And if you get the same field multiple times, would you just get another field or just basically...
Yeah, at that point it's kind of like waved off.
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 different mind or persona skills.
Mm-hmm. There's one I probably should have printed. Okay, so mind skills, you're looking at any of the educations, any of the engineerings... any of the medicine fields, rationalize, inspect, and survivalism. And then under the personality, it's shepherd, creativity, etiquette, sway, and deceit.
Okay.
So, like, technical gives you 1 theory and practical and engineering mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says then gang electronics field.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not getting 2 sets of bubble.
Yeah. That's how I hopefully have written it out every time that happens.
But since two. I already had 1-1, now I'm at 2-2.
Yep. Bump it up. During character creation, none of your skills can hit higher than 3. So they all cap out at 3 for theory or practical.
Okay. So really, we should be filling from...
Well, I have 5. Five
the right to left. Right now.
Okay. Should have mentioned that earlier.
So we should really be filling from the right to left, because that has that line for that 3.
No, that's just character creation. After character creation, you're free to go higher than that.
Because there is that line that makes that 3.
Yeah, just so it counts out 5 and then some. Okay. Try to divide anytime you see a grouping of bubbles into groups of 5.
Hmm. See, here I thought it was smart because he put the line for the 3 for the character creation.
You could flip it. It might work. It would definitely help for that part of trying to remember, because then it's still 5 after. Yeah. That's getting added. Things that just look good, feel good.
Electronic could be under
engineering.
Okay.
Clear that out.
Two dedicated skills. So in Government Investigator, it says gain 1 3, 1 practical, and 2 dedicated skills.
I'm sure that was supposed to have a field above it. Okay, let's see. So etiquette, socialite, gain 1 3 in practical, and 2 skills for Government Investigator. I bet I know what it was. Education.
So,
and it auto-corrected to me. Yeah. Hmm.
So, okay, so...
Later. I feel like that, like, typing education and then just brain slipped the rest
and
of it.
It just was copied and pasted.
It was under culture, right?
Occupation.
Occupation. Okay.
Government Investigator. That's also under dilettante and...
Ah, okay. Yeah, so maybe that one hasn't been filled out yet. Okay. And for Government Investigator, let's see.
It's probably investigation, right? Or inspect.
Yeah, I'd probably say an inspect would make sense, and
in education. 2 dedicated skills. Oh, so do you just get to choose? Is that the idea?
Yeah,
and
you just haven't. Yeah, if it was pulled from dilettante, then yeah, it's using that same idea. It just doesn't have its list yet. Let's see.
Oh, there's the dedicated skills for the dilettante.
Mm-hmm. Which Government Investigator would definitely get a completely different spin on those.
Yeah, you would just get a different set of skills.
Yeah. Okay. skill list.
Questioning.
Okay, yeah, let's do this on the fly real quick. So you get an etiquette. Well, day through. But that's, yeah, from the built-in, the other one. Okay. So I'd put inspect would probably be a must. You're an investigator. After that, I think it'd probably be like a subset of education. Because depending on the type of... Yeah, probably education civics would make sense. I feel like that's a requirement just because government. So you're going, what, 4 points into this, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it on the fly. So education civics is going to be a 1-1 for sure.
Well, it says in two dedicated skills, so... Because you get to choose the two, right?
From dilettante, yeah. For investigator, I'd probably lock them down a little bit more. Okay. I'd imagine, yeah, education civics is going to be a 1-1 for sure. Inspect is going to be a 1-1. I'd probably say your choice of another education... Let's write that in a way that makes sense.
When you have a moment, I have a question.
Sure. What you got?
In terms of design, in the culture section, it says, no skill gains more than +1 to practical and theory ranks from culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I choose digital, I gain 1 theory and practical rank in computers and electronics, which are both under engineering.
That's fine. So the design is what I'm trying to use for myself, just to set these up. There's already one that works outside of that expectation.
Oh, wait, do you have to do occupation with those 14 character points as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't have to.
You
just have to have youth and culture. And the other ones are just up to you.
Extra if you're looking for certain sets of skills or certain defining moments of a character's life, those kind of things. If you don't have an occupation picked, it doesn't mean you aren't without a job or that you're not without a job. It just means it's not a big enough influence on your character to affect their skills.
Okay.
So yeah. So I would definitely say education, civics, inspect, and then pick another education. So you'd be ending up getting 2 theory, 2 practical in education. The field of civics, another field of your choice in education.
Also, it says 4 to 6, and then under it says 3 to 5.
Yeah, that's something that I'm definitely modifying on the back end.
So should it be 3 to 5 or 4 to 6?
It'll end up being a 4 to 6.
Okay, so then I'll change that to 5.
Okay.
Which will put me at 14, so that's fine.
Perfect.
So 1-1 civic and another, and the etiquette, and you said there was one other thing?
Because, yeah, if you're going in 5, you've got 2 points in education, effectively. 1 point in inspect. That's currently got you at roughly worth 3 character points. So if you're going for 5, you'd need to... There's got to be 2 more. I feel like at that point you'd definitely be trained with a weapon of some sort. It depends, like field agents versus...
It depends on if you're the EPA guy who's going in just inspecting, or...
You should really have a gun for that job.
Or the
Delta Green EPA guy?
Yeah.
He's very good with that gun.
Or the guy who goes... Who's... okay, foreign trade. Inspecting the customs. There we go. Customs. Kind of government inspector.
Sorry.
Okay, so then I'll put 1-1 in firearms.
Leave that for now until I figure out something better.
Unarmed.
Otherwise, I'd lean towards like sway or something. Need to be able to communicate, show authority.
Questioning.
Questioning is another good potential, yeah. Yeah, questioning makes a lot of sense. You're investigating, yeah.
Gotta get to the bottom of this.
I will find this out.
Okay, so. We just gotta pick a touch.
What is questioning?
Ability to kind of like get information from people.
Okay.
Be it more relaxed, be it more interrogative.
Okay, and sway is...
Sway is convincing... One? What is it? I'll get the exact verbiage here. It's like convincing somebody with words... Hold on. Yeah, convince someone of something using emotional arguments of truth.
Okay.
Whereas rationalize you could use to convince somebody using logic as opposed to... deflating a dog in a corner.
Toxic relationship.
Suggestions for operate fields.
Okay. Are you looking for a vehicle or types of tools?
That's the tools.
Okay. Hand tools, scientific, industrial machinery, consumer machinery would be kind of the four options. So hand tools, anything from like hammer, chisel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scientific instruments. As you'd expect, anything to like gather data about.
A lab or something?
Yeah, labs. I would even throw like your Starship Enterprise scanner system under scientific equipment.
Okay.
It's more of a scientific approach instead of like the manufacturer that you'd expect from industry.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where is handle animal?
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Shepherd is handle animal.
So, if Shepherd. You... Shut up!
Where was that miswritten, by the way, so I can fix that?
The cooperative culture.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, I will get that switched over.
So if I wanted to be knowledgeable in, I guess it would be, you said consumer what?
Consumer machinery. That I think of as anything from a barista operating like a coffee machine mm-hmm. to like the paint agitators at Lowe's.
Okay.
If
I were looking for digital equipment that is not covered by, like, say, a
computer use
field, yeah.
I guess I'd lean more towards scientific. I'm
okay.
trying
I mean,
to,
that's what I was
yeah,
gonna...
I'm trying to think what I would not consider a computer use but would require operate for.
Scientific what now?
Scientific instruments.
Instruments.
Yeah.
Okay.
And cooperative. Yep.
So where did you get that list of fields?
I don't think I included it in that one. If I did, it would be under the skill list. And you're saying operate specifically?
Education.
Education, okay.
And
okay.
engineering.
Thankfully, those are pretty much on the same page. So if you want to check it out in the main doc. So you've got education there, and then engineering wraps around there.
Did you say concentration was willpower now?
Yeah. Concentration has been rolled into willpower because it I couldn't find any other uses for it.
Okay.
It's literally just being used in, like, initiative and maybe maintaining, like, spell casting type stuff, but that's just going to get rolled into potential anyways, so.
Okay.
It has gone away.
After we've done the character point thing?
After you're done with that, you get to pick two exploits.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. I'm going to double check the character creation process to make sure I'm not missing anything, but after that, it's pretty much done.
Where do we jot down the exploits? Are these the boxes here?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. Which page am I looking at?
I'm looking at the back of the front, the first page. It says action, okay. AP, type, range, qualities. Is that for exploits?
It's for actions. Starting to wonder if I did not print that sheet out.
Because I don't see... Oh, well, there's at the very back.
Back? That's items. No, I didn't print exploits out. Crap.
If you need to print something, we have. We just have to.
Yeah, we can totally do the printer. You can just hop on here or hook up to our printer.
Okay. Let me see if I've actually got the files with me, though. Hide some under test material.
And then you just hope you can remote to your computer and email it to yourself and.
I mean, the plus side is that it's actually really easy to, like, throw that part together since it's a bunch of... empty
boxes.
Fields. Yeah, boxes to fill in with other stuff. It's gone into the ultrasound range.
I'm guessing to get a T2, you need the T1.
Yeah. Borrowing off the idea from... what was it? The Fallout setup, where you need two T1 before you get to a T2. Kind of the pyramid build.
Oh, for, like, the Genesis Fallout, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Genesis.
That way you don't just kind of rush just straight up, grab nothing but threes or something like that.
Yeah.
He's going to get your shoe, isn't he?
What do you want?
He wants to play.
What do you want?
All these people here, no one's paying attention to them.
How could we?
When he really wants to play and we're not playing with him, he will eventually go get Jason's flip-flop and bring it to us like a toy to throw.
You will play with me.
So you can spend one CP on two skill points.
Yeah, it's part of the design of all the
It's just innate the design of...
Yeah, everything's supposed to run off that pricing scale.
It's
just
not
so
like you just do point buy.
You theoretically could. Like, the hope is to get it to a position where you can leave that up to player's choice or DM fiat kind of stuff of... Do you want to build your own culture? What does that mean to you? What's associated with that? But the hope is to catch most of that in what's provided here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you're putting together like a lot of engineering, Jason?
I have 3-3 in engineering, computers and electronics. I have 1-1 in operate scientific instruments. And I have a skill focus of computers. So anything digital is
your domain.
So I was doing inspector who would have technical skills as well. I got a lot more education though. In inspect and question.
A little more investigative.
Yeah. You gotta find the faults. Not necessarily how they came to be. But you could understand why they came to be.
He doesn't love their neighborhood G-Man.
Because for some odd reason I just wanted to make my work into a character.
Why would you do that?
Okay. To make it more fantastical and more
of get something we can try to print out.
Okay, give me a second.
It's vague and iffy, but it should work fine. So when we're dealing with tier one exploits, should be good.
I would suggest for the character sheet for the attributes to provide a light gray or something shade across the entire field.
Have it stand out.
Yeah.
To make those stand out and to delineate.
Well, yeah, somehow just like either like thicken the lines maybe either.
No, just put like a light gray behind it. Like you would do in like alternating fields.
Because I was trying to figure out like how to like make it less ink heavy.
Well, you don't even have to do a lot of shade. You don't have to do a heavy shade, just something.
Just a little gray there. Gray.
Yeah, don't, like, he'll block it out. That's what I was
thinking. So it'll separate the attributes from the skills and also help to categorize them. At a glance, you can look and go, okay. And
everything under each bar.
I would also say that, is there any particular reason that theory is the type of dice and practice is the number of dice?
Currently, it's just been based on.
Do you need to unlock turn again?
Back on again? Yeah, I need to see if I did this right.
I'm wondering if you could conceivably swap those.
That's what I was thinking. The first
and then
time
potentially, yeah.
So what you could do is, if theory is the number of dice, and you've labeled it theory practice, then theory would be you could just leave this exact same like bubble system where it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. And those are just straight numbers, right? Because it's a number of dice. And then practice, you could replace the dots with small symbols of the type of dice. So that way, when you would just look in and you would bubble in, like, you would like color
which
in those symbols.
Triangle,
and then the rightmost symbol that's colored in, that's the one that you're going
to
use.
That's actually a good one, yeah. I'll have to see if I can.
And you would have. I think you would have more space with that if you took a skill or two and kind of like mashed them together. You know what I mean? Like, deceit and sway could be sort of combined so that regardless of whether you're using the truth or not,
more
you're manipulating them in a social way, as opposed to rationalize, which
focuses on the here's the facts.
Here's the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, deceit could be rolled into sway pretty easily.
So something like that. So if you match those together, you've got more paper space to deal with. And by widening those bars, you could then put those little symbols in. And so at a glance, if somebody looks at it, goes, okay, I've got 2 theory and a D8. That means I've rolled 2 D8s. It's just that much more fluid than having the
two bubble system.
Well, no, it's just that much more fluid than having the code
here at the bottom. Yeah, no, that's...
See, it mimics Savage Worlds in that way, right? You know, Savage Worlds also has...
I haven't seen their character sheet.
Yeah, it also has, like... It has the shapes of, like, the D4 and the D6 and the D8 and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So that when you like, circle it or, like, bubble it in or whatever, you know exactly what you're looking at.
What die you're using.
I'm going to use that die.
That's great, yeah. It shouldn't be too hard to, like, either find or make some just simple geometric shapes.
I mean, there are like icons or whatever that you can like white out or whatever in Photoshop or something of all the different dice types, and you just make those small and then make a row of that and then copy those over the dots. It should be easy.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
The printer's on, by the way.
Okay.
You're looking for NV4500 or something like that?
Okay. Let's see if I can remember how to connect to printers.
Oh, and these exploits are basically our...
Exploits quest. Are your... Yeah, go ahead. What are you thinking?
These things.
Yeah. A number of them are starting to get rank 0 for any of the tier 1 stuff. Just so you have something to really start with. Not everybody starts kind of the same blank character. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did I get all the info I needed?
No, I ate some pizza. Okay. I got some chicken fries.
I figured
I'm
going to give you like $15
or
cash, so I figured
you
would get some food.
I had some pizza. There's 2 pieces of the garlic, whatever left, if you want to eat that.
Cool. Okay. I had
printer or scanner.
Green coconut curry with shrimp. No one company and some pot stickers. It was great.
Disgusting.
I ate half of it there and brought the other half home. Just ate it.
Okay.
Well, that's why I went there with my sister and my daughter, so you didn't have to eat at Noodle Company because I know you wouldn't like it. We'll see if you have a giant bowl of mac and cheese.
HPA 67? E77?
No.
No, it should be.
That's a wireless. That's a Wi Fi signal.
That's weird. Why isn't it finding it?
HPNV 450 series.
4500, yeah.
4500.
HPNV 4500, yeah.
It's just titled weirdly.
That's the one. Hmm. Okay, well, that might be like the code of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, whatever.
Maybe something else. But
yeah. If it says HPNV 4500, as far as I know, there's only one. Well, I'm saying there's only one 4500 that I've seen on the networks around here, so it's got to be our printer.
Yeah.
And if it's not, somebody has a fun story.
That's why you print first print, sheet. Like, a butt or something.
You print a picture of, like, Burt Reynolds or something.
And then
to
test.
What is going on here? Why am I being assaulted by Nicolas Cage's face?
Every day.
I had heard that somebody had gotten...
I printed my face. Oh.
Somebody had done that for, like, with, ow. Like, a fax machine with, like, the Church of Scientology that just did, like, full pages of, like, black ink.
And heard mm-hmm. that, yeah.
Yeah, just like.
All right, it's trying.
Their ink.
Okay.
It's yours. What is that?
It may or may not be yours.
Soylent.
Okay. It's like, what does that smell?
It's got that kind of like semi chemical smell to it.
Mm hmm. Which one? Oh, the strawberry one.
Strawberry. It at least has flavor. Some of the other ones have been a bit iffy.
I've heard strange things about the strawberry one. I've heard the chocolate and the coffee ones are like
they're
the more.
Decent. Yeah.
Like, mostly bearable. Like,
so
that's the problem. Whenever I'm like, I literally need to just get some food and
okay.
some
yeah,
decent
it's a meal supplement.
Yeah, some like decent calories or you know vitamins, minerals, and whatever. I guess.
Yeah,
it's the liquid diet.
I don't want to be on it, but it's useful when there's moments like this where it's like, oh, I haven't had lunch yet. I should probably eat something.
Okay.
We're just going to do this real quick, see how it goes.
Come on. Don't pretend
okay.
like you don't jump in these chairs. And get on the table occasionally. Come on.
But Leon is good dog.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
He's a cute dog.
There you go.
Come on.
Okay.
Come sit with us.
Print test 1.
Come on.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hey. All right.
That's somebody sending us a picture of Burt Reynolds. I think you're good.
I will happily be surprised, I guess.
Come on. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Just dogging out.
Okay.
So what do you suggest? And we have basically like one combat one and one non-combat one.
All right, so we pick 2 exploits. Is that what we do? Or?
Yeah, so you'll pick
okay.
2 exploits from the list.
2 tier 1 exploits?
2 tier 1.
Yes. Be limited by that.
Okay. Does that work for you?
Hey, it worked.
Okay.
We're doing...
Let's... I mean, we could probably cut that in half.
Okay.
Just so we don't have to print too many.
I mean, now we've got plenty of paper. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. We can just print it.
four of them.
Okay. Next block coming up.
What does it mean if I get a focus in unarmed?
So, bottom left over here, skill focus.
Yeah.
You'll just put down unarmed, give it a bubble. Since unarmed is an area, or like a general skill and not a field skill, you'll be able to take a like type of unarmed combat you're good in. Are you good at strikes? Are you good at grapples?
Okay.
The what kind of thing you do with it? Let me see if I can get the suggestion list real quick here.
Yeah,
anybody want a dog?
Here's a rapidly deflating balloon. Mm. Yeah, so for unarmed, your foci are going to be grappling, strikes, or blocking.
Okay.
So you can't go above three for
character creation.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to change some stuff.
Yeah. If you do end up with like extra bubbles, the like default I've been going with is you can just trade bubble for bubble. So you don't have to go through and like rework a character completely. You can go, okay, I've got one extra theory point, or four theory points here. I'm going to take that one theory point off and put it somewhere else. Still theory based. Again, he hits the perfect tones for the Enterprise's yeoman's call.
So, what do we do with the exploit, basically? Does it just give us a bubble in Theory 1, or, like, if they're Tier 1, what do the exploits do?
So, exploits are your means of character progression. It'll be the sheet that just got printed out that you'll work on.
That one right there. Those old ones. You remember that?
I didn't play this one because it was.
Oh, that's right.
It's crunchy.
It was pretty cool.
I
have a hard time with crunchy.
Hope is to make it as.
When we pick the tier one exploits, we don't get anything from them, right?
I've been working on trying to add in like rank zero stuff, so let me know what you got. I'll see if I've got any updates those.
I just wanted to.
When I started looking at it, I'm like, man, it's not a great way to start the game and be like, well, here's the things I'm going to get. Better to have just a little bit of a head start into what that exploit is about.
Because I would love to play a game where you actually have some of the exploits filled in for those.
Yeah. And I mean, that part of the reason why I dropped it from like requiring 5 of an action to 3, and from 10 to 6, to hopefully have characters move through exploits quite a bit quicker.
So some of the primers still says 5.
Yeah, and that for me is kind of my notice of these need to be updated.
Yeah.
But.
And what does that do?
So which one are you looking at?
What's
that exploit? I can barely read the writing.
Eye for detail.
Eye for detail. Okay. A lot of what I've been doing is taking what you get out of rank 1 and moving it to rank 0, and then having rank 1 bump you in some way. Eye for details.
G10ES?
Hmm?
What's 10ES?
10ES would be crazy. It should probably be more like 1. ES is an extra success, so after you succeeded, any dice above that count as extras.
Okay.
So you'd be looking at eye for detail real quick.
It's probably 1, but it's gain extra success 10 times on inspect rolls.
You're looking at what rank for it?
A 3.
3? Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
gain
6,
inspect trick scene addition.
Yep.
For two extra successes, you gain one scene point.
Just freaking out.
Although I probably don't need to write that because we're not trying to get that far.
You never know, but yeah.
Yes.
Part of it is to try to figure out what numbers are appropriate and what requirements and kind of advancement methods make sense.
Okay.
You just want that belly rub, don't you?
That's right. Scene edition.
So the strong will exploit.
Mm-hmm.
At rank 1 says take 5 trauma damage.
Yep.
At rank 2 it says suffer 5 trauma damage. Are the verbs supposed to be different?
Yes.
So what does suffer mean?
Suffer means actually inflicted, or you have lost 5 points of trauma.
So the first one would just be what?
Somebody throws 5 points of trauma damage your way, even if you block all 5 of it, you're good to go.
And then rank 3 says soak 10 points of trauma damage.
So the first rank there, you'll notice it's got the trauma soak.
I see.
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that the wording was wrong.
Yeah. I've started a vocabulary in the back for some of those specifics.
Did you choose the exploits?
At that point, I think you're pretty much done. Designed to be pretty quick. But just some
Hold on, I might have done this wrong again, because if the number of practice dots and theory dots is your rank, then I have a rank 6 in engineering.
That's fine. Each individual column can go above 3.
All right, yep. Okay.
Good point.
So if I was figuring out my HP,
mm-hmm.
and my vitality, my rank would be, if I got 2 in vitality, in theory and practice, that's
mm-hmm.
4.
Yep.
Times 3 is 12.
Correct.
All right, okay. So going for ranks. All
right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's right. Endurance is what we also use to help soak.
Get those hit points. Yeah. It's... Because, yeah, if you don't have vitality, then you can pump up the endurance skill to get more hit points. Yeah, so it's select a species, spend character points, select 2 tier 1 exploits, fill out any additional character information, and receive starting equipment based on scenario, which I will try to come prepared tomorrow with.
So we do add the practical and the theory for the together, and then times it by 3 for the.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're calculating rank, it is theory and practical together.
Oh, whoops!
There's nothing interesting in there, Leon. Bit of calculation I think is on the back of the first sheet for initiative. It's hidden in kind of the top right, I think.
10, 12, 17. So is bulk and threshold relevant right now?
bulk will be for like items, carry capacity, that kind of stuff. I'm not too worried about it in test scenarios. Okay. I think humans start with like a species base of one. You can calculate out from there, but yeah, not too worried.
Initiative. Yeah, there we go.
Yep. I think that's the last one for calculation.
Have an initiative of 4.
Alright. Is that normal?
I mean, that's something, yeah. That's not too bad, though. Leon. Yeah.
Is that just a flat number that then gets added to like a
D10 roll or. Yeah.
Okay, alright, so there is a roll involved. It's not just.
Yeah, not just that. Here's where you are forever.
Never know.
Yeah. It's. I've been tempted by that, just so you don't have to have everybody roll and save some time there, but then your lot in life is kind of stuck forever. So I don't know. I waver on that decision.
Initiative. Where's initiative?
Top right.
That's why I think the system that Fantasy Flight settled on and the one we used in Requesters, I think, works the best, right? Because it gives you that kind of flexibility where if the roll is good, like, you may end up, you know, pushing your team's action order before the enemies, but you don't have to necessarily get locked into the one position because it's just a PC slot as opposed to a specific person's slot.
My initiative's 3.
It's about average, I feel like. You really have to lean into it to do any better.
What are you looking at, babe?
Leash reservation.
It should be up there.
Yeah,
cool. What are kids do with it? That's a fun game
table?
You get to play when you're a parent.
Trauma point should be pretty high because 5, 15, 21.
Did you take him out before you went to the station?
No.
Yeah, with the base of 6, he should be getting pretty good. Species base is 2, I think, for human, if I remember right. I'm right there. Yeah, 2.
Then potential.
Which should be 2, because I think they're 1-1 for human. Yeah.
And then agility is
2-2-4.
Resolve
is 5, because it's 2-3.
Oh, you got a phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's, thank you.
No, that's fine.
Hello? You can
use
my computer if you need to.
Oh, so we get a lot of.
Yeah, what's up, Grandma?
Yeah, I bumped those up a bit and just made things more expensive, so you feel a lot better when you start reducing the cost of actions.
That's okay, I can try to get all over for you. Is everything okay? Sure, okay.
Where were they talking about initiative? Because I don't know. Let's see. Initiative.
Up right.
I didn't see that.
Hiding up there.
Well,
yep.
Flex, willpower, counter. Counter is just what we roll? Or is that?
No.
Oh, that's a skill.
Yeah, okay. Under luck.
Yep. Okay. Flex, willpower.
Does nobody have encounter?
I have encounter.
I should have picked up endurance and or like.
You want those hit points?
But aren't they also used for existing damage?
Other skills. Well, it depends.
Alright, okay.
Or I guess that's the exploit is
toughness.
Toughness, which gets you.
Yeah, which will get you some soaks.
Yeah.
Here you go, if you don't mind. Switch back.
It would probably have been good to get some greed in your encounter.
Cord, sorry. Logistics. Move that chair.
Willpower. I got willpower at least. Mm-hmm. 2 points. I don't know. Only two. So.
Not a bad modifier, right?
Just the two.
Six flux points. Nice.
Yeah. But I have studied flux.
Ah.
Flux tech.
Well educated.
I figure that's probably some of the stuff I investigate. It's flux.
Some Mulder and Scully stuff.
Civic and Kim.
So if you got it done, I'll give it a look over. Midway between curious and double checking.
I think somehow I got two extra dots. Because I counted 22. Probably in...
I mean, that could make sense if you end up with, like, some focus and other stuff. I like how you just pushed rationalize in there.
I was like, yeah.
It's getting in there.
It'll work. And then I realized, oh wait, I should probably put that under medicine. Because I didn't have any points in medicine.
That's fair.
But yeah.
Mechanical and electrical. 9 action points. That doesn't quite seem right. Running your math, you should have a little more than 9, right?
Yeah, I should have 13.
Okay. Should make it a lot easier to try to rebalance numbers around those, yeah. Because it's running into the problem of any time you got an extra action point, it was such a massive difference. But I still want action points to kind of be the... one of the telltale signs of, like, what level of play you're at. Or quality of enemies you're fighting.
Alright, so how many exploits?
Two.
Two.
And again, I asked, is it good to have more one combat kind of focused and then one out of combat focused? Or?
That's my recommendation. Have one for combat, have one out of combat. Otherwise, you tend to end up with the characters who are like, I live for one and for the other, and you feel probably a little left out in those other circumstances.
It also gives you the ability to be able to rank up something in every scenario.
Yeah. That way you're a little more invested in trying to
get
all the skills you've got. Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be something that finds its way into like the, not just even a recommendation in a final version, but a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you don't have people who are just leaning on combat skills.
Kind of like the stars without a number. You chose this, so you get this.
Mm-hmm. I'm balancing that out. Okay. I guess if there aren't any other questions.
I just got finished with my skills because it took me a long time. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
So I'm going to have questions.
Yeah, I'm happy to have any feedback. To take it out of its box.
Oh, wait, that's right. Is the rationalize one of those? No, never mind. I thought rationalize was one of the...
No, it's for... Rationalize gets used for, like, recovering from trauma.
Yeah. I figured I just missed it in some computation.
Yeah, what?
So when it says requirements, one rank endurance, that means in either practical or...
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Rank is the combination of the two.
Remind me the default. What is that again?
Oh, I effectively just half the number of dice for the first one, and then half the maximum value for the second.
Okay.
And it gets more complicated when you throw in, like, modifiers into it. But, yeah, so if you had, what?
So, Brawn, I have a theory of two and a practice of two.
Okay.
So I should have two D6s.
Yep.
Right?
So...
No, you should write it down as as 1-3, right?
Yeah, it'll be written down as 1-3. Because, yeah, you take half the number of dice and then half the max of the D6.
And the pool area is just to write down, like, in common language, like 2d6 or 3d8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because I did flip the script a bit, so you'll be adding a, like, brawn pool to your athletics pool.
So, if I have a brawn pool of 2d6,
mm-hmm.
that carries over to athletics, melee, and unarmed, in addition to...
any of the skills you've got in it.
So, like, if I have practice one in athletics, then that is...
In that case, it'll just be brawn, just because you don't have...
dice.
Yeah, theory zero is D0.
Okay, so for mind, I have 2-2, but education, I have 3-3, so then I would have 2-D6 and 3-D8?
Correct.
For my pool?
Yeah, if you were to roll
education
in that case. Yeah.
So I don't see what the utility is, at least in the beginning, of certain things that give you practice ranks and don't give you theory ranks, because at that point you're...
Yeah. You're missing out.
Yeah,
because
you
might as well not have the skill.
I have a theory in rationalize and a practical in athletics, and neither of those do me any good, it seems like.
Well, no, theory would be fine, right?
No, theory is zero. Is D0 too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're rolling none of those dice.
Yeah.
It opens you up for exploits, but otherwise, yeah, it doesn't
okay.
do anything else at this time.
Oh shit! I just rolled a 4 in Skull Dunkery. God damn it. Well, I feel like it's really hard to get a character that's good at something.
Mm.
With at least to start. Because I had to really like farm to be to get up to three at any of them. Like I had to really dig through and go, okay, so I'll take this one and this one and this one and then I'll have a three in skullduggery.
I wasn't really paying attention to the skills I got. I was just building a cool background.
Yeah. I like that there's two different approaches to it. That's nice.
Because I wanted to do that, but then I was like, well, then I'm not going to have...
Yeah.
I'm going to have one in, like...
Everything.
10 different things, and then I'm going to not be able to do anything. Because
yeah.
That's the problem I run into with, like, every system, is I just want to make somebody cool, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I can't effectively do anything because I'm too busy doing a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to do it differently this time, and I had to really, like...
It does definitely feel like you're working... Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to get more than one in anything.
If that's the case, anything that overflows the three, just move it to a different skill of your choice. Just keep it theory points theory and practical.
I know what I took last time, so...
So do you round up or down for, like, the theory?
I took.
What do you mean?
For the default.
Oh, round down. Yeah.
So everything should be one.
I took.
Oh, no.
So if I had one D4, my default would be 0-2.
One D4.
Rounding down.
Yeah, 0-2. Now to complicate that, since you're using a default, you will also include, like, the brawn in that role.
Well, no, I was looking at my potential is one
D4.
Yeah.
So oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so
humans are a give me if they're trying or if you're trying to defend with potential. They are untrained in that regard.
So then, what would be my default for education if you said you'd?
So you've got mind of what 3-3, right?
2-2.
2-2 for mind. Okay, so
and then
that's
3-3.
So hold on to the 2 because your other one's a higher value. So that's an 8. So you know you're looking at a D6 and a D8. So you're going to take the higher, you're going to take
okay.
that D8, and you're going to cut that in half. So you'll keep that 4.
Keep the 4.
Then add the 2 total number of dice together and divide that in half, round down.
Okay,
so you probably have another 1 in that, I would imagine.
No, it would be 2 because it's 5.
Yeah.
So it'd be my few fives or few twos. Since you need 4 in theory
mm-hmm.
combined. Okay. So 2, 2, 3, 2, 3.
I feel like a lot of defaults you won't have to worry about. One of those where I feel like my recommendation is don't fill it out till you need it. Athletics, resolve, endurance, and channel are the usual ones you want to have a default prepped for, but that's about it. The others are kind of as needed.
I guess we're still writing the pull down probably a lot better. So 2d6.
Okay, I think I wrote all the pulls down.
2d6, 3d8.
So I've got a personality of 2d6. Then my sway, I've got 1 in theory and 1 in practice, so that's 2d6 and 1d4.
Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to calculate the default for that, take the higher of the dice values, cut that one in half, and then add the total number of dice together, cut that in half, round down.
So that would be 1-3. Because I have 3 dice, and the highest is 6. Maximum is 6.
Yep.
Out of the 2 die types.
1-3.
It'll be like 1.53, but you're rounding down, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for rational mind, for the condition on the second rank, it just says 5.
Nice. Well done. Cool. Let's see, mind, that's what, rationalize or resolve? Rational mind. Rank 2 would, requirements for it currently just a 5 on it.
It's just my family stuff.
Let's see.
Right, you get text messages on your Fitbit.
I was wondering why you're staring at the clock for so long.
It's 6:30.
It's really 6:30.
Actually, I do that a lot at work.
I just do something
it's
simple
just
like
5 minutes.
Roll really 3
minutes
or attempt 3 rationalized rolls.
There goes another.
I'll probably be
that means your work is fascinating and engaging.
Oh, look. There's another 5 minutes. How long do I have to hold my pee? Another hour and a half. Okay.
Just when you start doing the potty dance and looking around for someone who's off, and you're like, hey, can I go to the bathroom?
Just can't really stop to go to the bathroom.
Like 2 minutes, it's fine.
So.
They're just going to play with the cars. I'll be right back.
I don't say I've ever done the potty dance.
Oh, you haven't had to hold your pee for 6 hours before.
I'm sure that I have, but I have not done the potty dance.
Well, I work with largely children, so I can do the potty dance if I want.
Yeah, you see the
no
children
do
it a lot. They never do it intentionally.
Supposed to
you
be their
like...
superior, not one of them.
Oi! That's questionable.
Trying to see how far I actually got in.
My mom just upset my grandma.
Okay, so the
and rank 4 says 10.
Yeah, that'll just be attempt 6 rationalize rolls. Yeah, I'm like halfway through redoing endurance skills. I was secretly hoping I would have this evening to work on stuff before people got their hands on it.
I mean,
yeah. It definitely helps me find problems quicker.
Yeah.
But
okay, the benefits is increased skill experience rationalized by 1 rank.
Yes. So let's see, that's rationalized, that's not a focus, so that'd be practical. So, effectively, like, rewrite that is increase, rationalize, practical, then in brackets, skill. Although that one might end up being a theory eventually. See if that gives you a big boost to your trauma points when you calculate those.
Okay, so what else do I need to know? I got the...
After you've got the 2 exploits, it's all just calculation. So start with hit points, work your way to trauma, flux. Most people will be pretty similar in some of those action points. And kind of the last one to do is initiative... on the back of that sheet in the top right.
Okay.
So yeah, the vitality, which everybody should have, 2/2.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be 12 base points. And do you have any in endurance? You have a practical in endurance.
Sweet.
So that'll be a point.
13.
Yeah. A little healthier than your average bear. So yeah, total of 19 points on health.
Leon, it's too early to feed you.
Shut up.
Willpower.
And then eventually we'll switch over to rationalize.
So, I got theory and practice both at 3. Is that a 6?
Yeah, that's 6.
One willful motherfucker.
Yeah, 24 trauma points.
Yeah, dang. She had a traumatic life.
Well, you apparently came out stronger for it.
Yeah. 744, my bad.
I think that one's going to end up high because we all have 2, 3, so we all get 15.
Yeah, humans have better rationalization skills.
Better
resolve than others.
Willpower.
And you can bump it pretty nicely.
Because I got 23 with just 2 willpower.
Okay, so do I have to worry about flex points? Because that doesn't seem like it's going to be my kind of thing.
If you don't want to, no.
It should just be 6.
Yeah.
Probably. Unless
it's, it's probably going to be 6 for most people. Unless you've dipped into clarity or... Yeah, I think just clarity for flex points.
Yeah. The whistles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happens if I...
Okay, AP?
Action points. Everybody should be pretty close on this one.
I have 17.
Species potential.
That seems oddly high.
Okay, what am I doing wrong then? Potential is 2.
Yep.
Well, why do I have written down 6? My bad. That's where it is.
Oh, dear.
I just wrote down the wrong thing. Sorry.
I was just wondering how you get 17 from the start.
I don't know, man. I was happy with it.
Yeah, it's do a lot more
4,
actions.
8. 13? Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Agility should be...
Actually, we should all have 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We should all have 13.
Yeah, because we all have 2, 2, and...
Because we're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
Agility and 2, 3 and resolve and
nobody's far enough into exploits to boost.
What exploits would get you extra action points?
Some under athletics eventually will bump it up. Endurance, some conditioning will boost your action points. They start getting handed out around tier 2 for certain skills. I'm trying to remember if firearms gets it in tier 2.
Zero said that your action points are where you're trying to base some of it on.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Your action points are action point cost for stuff. Because there are also abilities, like, say you're really good at firing pistols as one of the focus skills. It might actually lower the cost action point wise of firing a gun.
That would also, yeah.
Yeah.
8, 9, 2.
But it'll work kind of in both ways.
Okay, let's try that.
Long term, hopefully. Okay.
If there are no other questions, I may head off and just get dinner. See what updates I can make to the character sheet for... Well, if Zach shows. Supposed to, right? Maybe?
It hasn't seen.
I don't know.
Put him down for a maybe.
Oh! But Nick also, right?
Assuming he's alive and conscious, yeah.
So I guess any last-minute questions, comments, suggestions, I'll definitely see what I can do for the character sheet, because I like those simple...
edits.
Yeah,
I think
little things that go a long way.
I think mechanically, like judging from when we played last time and what I'm seeing now, it's like it's not really all that complicated. But you could, because of the character sheets, the way that they're currently designed, it's bare bones, understandably. Mm-hmm. Like it's very like grid and stuff like that. But those little tweaks would make the game that much more sort of...
easy to jump into.
Yeah, you could jump into really easily because you're like, okay, I'm immediately making a connection between 2 dots and a D4. Like, that makes perfect sense. Like,
Yeah, like I had seen the Savage Worlds character sheet, so that sounds like a great
idea. I don't think I still have one around, but that they do that sort of thing. It's the Deadlands.
Yeah, I can check online. Yeah,
yeah. If you still have your old Deadlands sheet, it does that. It's the exact same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll have like
remember that for some reason.
Huh.
I think it's out.
It might be.
You can just look it up. Look up the Savage World PDF or whatever. It's a sheet. And, like, it'll show you. It has the like the little symbols. So.
Yeah, I think it's out.
Pull that up.
It's like, you know, I saw it recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very clear. Nice.
So, yeah, it's intuitive because you look at it and you go, ah.
Or these are the recent ones.
No, I just want the image. I don't want to. Don't make me buy this on. Buy this for $0 on DriveThruRPG. Okay, yeah. That's how they get it, the difference from the D4 and the D8. Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so cribbing from them, again, it's an accessibility thing. You just look at the sheet and you can read it much faster than having to convert the numbers into, code at the bottom, you know.
No, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's
cool. I'm impressed. Hour and a half, four people. My biggest worry is just exploits.